Second Corinthians, and we're gonna stay. After then, we're gonna stay in the book of Saint John for a while. The book of Second Corinthians, chapter 5, and verse. Amen. We want to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18. When you have it, would you say amen? Amen. We want to talk about tonight being a new creation in God. Amen. Amen. I wish everybody could have been here upon tonight. Amen. But God knows why. Different ones couldn't be here, just talking about being a new creation in God. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Being a new creation in God. Amen. 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 It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Amen. Read that again. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Amen. Talking about being a new creation in God. Amen. Born of the water and born of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. And we can all relate. Amen. To our old creation, our old nature, amen, before we came to Christ, amen. Some things we used to do, we find ourselves, we don't do them no more because we are a new creation in God. Old things, the Bible said, therefore, if any man, that's how a person will actually know if they actually are born again of the water and the Spirit, because it says old things are going to pass away, and behold, all things are going to become new. And verse 18 said, all things are of God, whom have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Amen. Like we was saying earlier, amen. God, creation is creating something. Amen. It's when something is being created, it's something that's being established. Formation and development. Amen. God causes us to be a new creation. Amen. And I can remember in my life. Amen. My life hasn't always been this way. Amen. But the Lord has transformed me by the renewing of my mind. Amen. Has made me a new creature in the Lord. Amen. He's put his Spirit in me that has given me a different outlook on life. Amen. So old things pass away. Amen. When we are born into this world, the Bible said we're born into sin and shaped into iniquity. Amen. When babies are born in this world, they're born into conceived in the natural fleshly realm, and so they're born into sin. Amen. And when they begin to grow and come to an age of accountability, amen, begin to know some things about the Lord, then they are born again of the water and the Spirit. There's a transformation that takes place in the Spirit. Amen. Which makes us a new creation, and that causes us to lose that old nature of sinful flesh, amen, and take on the righteousness of God, amen. So it says, if any man be in Christ, or any, when it say man, it's no male or female in God, so it means both. If it be man or woman, if they in Christ, they're going to be a new, there's going to be something new about them, it's going to be something different about them. New is like a new beginning, the way they used to be is not going to be that way anymore. And a lot of us, we can relate how we used to be before we came to Christ. We are not doing the same things, amen, that we used to do. Hopefully we're not, amen. We've been born again of the water and of the Spirit. That's the only way that we're going to be changed. It's going to be by the water and the Spirit of God, because we cannot be changed in our own. We can't change ourselves. Amen. We cannot change ourselves. Amen. They say if you was once cussing and you still and you not, no longer God has given you, amen, change that, took that cursing out of you, have took that lying out of you, have taken those things away from you. He has caused you to walk in a newness of life. You are new. He's made you a new creation. He's created you all over again. Amen. So, you know, you got a lot of people walk around here say they born again. They born again of the water and the spirit, but yet they do the same thing. There's no difference. The Bible said there should be a difference between clean and unclean. Amen. And we're raw priesthood. We're a peculiar nation. We're a holy people. People, when they see us, they're supposed to see a light. They're supposed to see a difference from the things that they do out there. We're not supposed to be doing the same things, everything that they're doing out there. There should be a difference. Amen. So that's when we know we've actually been born again of the water and the spirit. And it said all things are of God. And it's because of God is why we've been transformed. The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can prove what's good and acceptable in the will of God. All things are of God who have reconciled us. God have reconciled us unto himself. God is, in other words, God has brought us back, restored us back. When Adam, you know, sinned in the Garden of Eden, amen, brought sin upon the whole creation, brought sin upon everybody, whether they sinned or not, they brought sin upon this whole creation. But Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross there to bring us back to the Father so we can be justified and we can be restored back to God. So that's what God has done. He's restored us back to him through the Spirit of God. If you're born again, he has restored you back to him. If you're not born again, you have not been restored back to him. But he has brought us back to him. He's given us that opportunity to start over again and be a new creation in the Lord. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so I thank the Lord for that, because if he didn't, we would be still doing some of the sinful things that we used to do. And I have a list, and I'm sure you have a list too, of things you used to do that you know they were sinful things, and you know that you was on your way to a burning hell, but you did them, and I did them. But I'm so glad that the Lord, and if somebody says the Lord, I found the Lord. The Lord was never lost. We were lost. So he's the one, the Bible said, no man can come to the Father unless the Spirit of God draw him. So we don't go around searching for God. He's not lost. We were lost. He found us. Amen. So he brought us in and saved us, amen, and caused us to be reconciled, be restored back to him in fellowship with him. That's why we need the Holy Ghost, to have the Holy Ghost, because we pray in the Holy Ghost. We pray to the Father. That's a connection we have to be, you know, that we have reconciled back to him. And then he said, we have given us, reconciled us back to himself, Jesus Christ, and have also given to us the ministry of reconciliation. The same way he reconciled us back to him, he's given us that opportunity that we can show others and help others to be reconciled back to the Lord. It's the Holy Ghost is not just for you to keep it to yourself. Going to church and living for the Lord, that's not for you to keep to yourself. You're supposed to be that light, letting your light shine, that men will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. Be that witness and that light and tell somebody else about the Lord, the same Lord you serve. That's what it's all about. Amen. So being a new creation in God, all things. You should see old things pass away in your life. If you used to do sinful things that you know you shouldn't, that God wasn't pleased with, and you say you're born again now, you should not continue in that same way doing the same thing you used to do. And if you are doing it and you're doing everything you used to do, that means you have not been born again. Because old things are supposed to fall off, pass away. And behold, all things become new. You know, when I was just going to share this, I didn't think about it just now. I remember when I got saved, amen, when I got born again, I had parents that were saved, but I didn't get actually saved till I was 24 years old. I knew I was raised up about holiness and stuff, but I actually didn't actually get born again until I was 24 years old. And when I got saved, like some people say, well, my hands look new, my feet look new. You know, that's like a song people sing. My hands look new, my feet look new, and everything look new and everything. You know, you still got the same hands. You really got still same feet. But what they're saying, everything just looks so bright and radiant, you know, and everything, I just felt so good. So because why? Because the Spirit of God actually came on the inside. It was on the inside of me, and it just lit up the inside of me, and there was joy, there was peace. I had a different outlook on things in life. And I was still, on the day that I got actually born again, I was still in situations and stuff, but I wasn't married at that time. I still, you know, had boyfriends shacking and doing or whatever. I still was in that condition after I got born again. I had to go get some stuff straight because I didn't have a mind to keep on in that same condition. I don't understand the born again people getting today and they still in the same mess. The Holy Ghost on the inside convict me. There was a conviction on the inside, and I didn't want to no longer live that type of life. I knew if I wasn't married, I wasn't supposed to be, you know, shacking, or I wasn't supposed to be interacting with somebody, and I wasn't married. Those things, I was brought up to know those things. So I had to set some things in order, amen, or either I could have left them like they was, but it won't do no good for me to get the Holy Ghost and then turn around and don't do what the Holy Ghost say do. So I began to let the Holy Ghost lead and guide me. And I began to let things fall off of me that I knew that God was not pleased with. And I began to walk forward to the things of God that I want. I felt like I wanted to walk with God. I wanted to live right, you know. And I wanted I wanted my life to be different. And I did. And I embraced those things all those years, all the way up to the age I am almost now, almost 62. I embraced those things because I felt like this was a such better life. I remember before I even got saved, you know, sometimes you might be around people that really heavy tradition, real heavy tradition. And, you know, they kind of go overboard with a lot of rules and regulations to the stream where they make some people not even want to. That type of life to walk with God. But, you know, I thank God, even the church that I got saved at, I thank the Lord for the pastor I had. He wasn't heavy. I mean, he believed in the things of God, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like shoved down your throat. It wasn't just an out appearance thing. It was talking. He reached me through my soul first. Amen. And no one has never... When I first got saved, no one never came up to me and say, don't wear this, don't do that. Because he just let God use him. The Holy Ghost was working through him. So great. I just embraced what I felt through him. And the Holy Ghost began to deal with me about what to wear and what not to wear. The Holy Ghost did it. And I'm so glad that he allowed the Holy Ghost to work through him like that. Because when God does something, it's done. When somebody does something, try to have you do something, and you ain't really, you know, you really don't understand what's going on, it's just going to be put, it's like somebody putting something on you, it's not real, amen, but I thank God for, amen, the Holy Ghost began to live. I didn't really have a lot of things that I did out of order, but there was a few things, but the Holy Ghost, the way he did it, amen, and I felt comfortable the way God did it. And all the way up to today, I don't care what somebody does, what somebody doesn't do. I know how I'm going to do. Amen. I'm settled. I'm not going to put no Daisy Dukes on. I'm not going to do none of that stuff. I'm okay the way I'm at. And if you okay the way you are, I'm okay where I'm going to be. So you stay in your lane, I stay in my lane. We ain't going to fight about what, who do what. The main thing I want to know is I can get a hold of God when I need him. That's my main concern. If I can get a hold of God when I need him and I want to learn about the things of God, and the Bible says the Holy Ghost comes to lead in God, it will convict you. It will lead you when you off track. Somebody give God a praise and it'll lead you. Amen. And so I thank the Lord for the liberty, because the Holy Ghost gives you liberty. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Amen. When you have the Holy Ghost, you don't feel a lot of pressure. You just feel his presence, and he leads, he comes to lead and to guide you. So if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creation. And behold, all things pass away. Behold, all things become new. I remember it's not just smoking and drinking, but I remember doing all those things. I actually can say I don't do none of those things anymore. I'm not saying I'm perfect. We all have our flaws. But I used to drink. I don't drink no more. I used to smoke. I don't smoke no more. I used to live in fornication. I don't do that no more. Those old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And God is still perfecting us. Amen. So being a new creation in God is a blessing. Amen. In this book of St. John, chapter 15, And I'm actually going to stay in that chapter for a while. I might be going, may start at the bottom, going up to the top. That's the way I got it. So that's when we're going to start at John chapter 15 and verse 7. It says, if ye abide in me, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Now, that first one that I read about, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Behold, all things pass, all things pass away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God. That's the foundation of being born again, being a new creation. And then afterward, this other stuff, this other of things that we're going to read comes behind it. It said, if you abide in me, in other words, that now you, it's like you in me, you're on the right road. The first scripture we read, and now this verse 7 in the 15th chapter say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. God said, because you are in connection with me now. You are in relationship with me right now. So, in other words, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you are able to ask what you will. And it shall be done because you are connected with the Father. You're connected with me now. Somebody give God a praise. Be connected with him. And I'm going to skip, go back up and go up to verse 4 and 5. And it said again, it said, abide in me and I in you. God is saying abide means to stay in me. Not come, don't be in me 1 minute, next minute be out of me the next. Be in me 1 minute, out of me the next minute. In me 1 minute, out of me the next minute. God, abide means to stay, to follow, to stick to stand by, to obey, to observe, to follow that straight road that God's leading you down. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. In other words, you have to abide in the things of God if you want to bring forth fruit. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. That's just like, if you don't abide in the Spirit of God, amen. That's the same way if you don't come to the house of God, you don't have a prayer life at home, have one at while you in church, out of church, you don't stay into the things of God, you are going to break off like a broken branch. Can I get somebody to say amen? You will break off. It says, now it said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. You cannot be saved by yourself. You will not be able to hang in there without the Spirit of God. Except it abide in the vine. It said, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. God said, you won't be able to survive unless you abide in me. Some people think, well, I don't need to go to church. I don't have to go to church. This man was saying that today. He said, people saying, I can be saved at home. You just keep doing that. And after a while, you're going to find yourself not walking with God at all. Because 9 times out of 10, most people are not going to pray to God like they need to. They didn't say some little mumbling prayer to the Lord. But it might not be going past the ceilings. Because they're not even serious about what they're praying. Amen, amen. But we don't pray stay in communication with God, we'll dry up. It says, I am the vine. God said, I am the vine. The life flows through the vine. Amen. They're just like a plant. I don't know a whole lot about plants, but I know if you don't, them plants, you don't water them plants, the plants, especially plants that need to be watered, you don't water them plants, they will die, because I've had them to die on me. I always want to get an artificial one, because I'm not a good plant, don't know too much about plants. You don't water that plant, it's going to die. I am the vine, you are the branches. He's the life. God is the center of your joy. He's the life. If that life, there's no life flowing, you will wither away and so will I. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You're going to bring forth fruit. You're going to be productive, in other words. You're going to be able to produce, amen. You're going to produce what? Growth. You're going to grow in God. If you abide in the vine, and the vine, you are the branches, he's the vine. You abide in him, his words abide in you, amen. You're going to flourish. You're going to have life. No matter what you go through, you'll still have the joy. You'll still have the peace. You got people that's walking around here, even up on this earth, like the walking dead. Like the walking dead. Because they have no life. Because Jesus is the true life. Amen? Amen. That's what... The Lord spoke to Ezekiel, said, go down and prophesy to them dry bones. Amen. It was a valley of dry, dead bones. And the same thing in the world today. In a lot of churches, it's a lot of people. They just inhabited and seats and stuff, but they have no life, no joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. You know, I've even been in situations, you know, I've been in circumstances even. I would be really tired, especially when I was going to my home church. I would sometimes be tired, especially I was working more hours then, working on a job, and you know, 5 days a week, and I'd be tired. Wednesdays, if they say it's hump day, yeah, I know what that feels like. I was tired, and I used to tell myself, if I can just get into that prayer. I mean, when I say I'm just good to mumble and jumble, if I can just touch the Spirit of God in prayer, I know he'll revive me. And I will reach out. After I reach out, I'll be ready to go home, too. I'll be like, now I'm ready to go home, but I got to revive. The Holy Ghost will revive you when you tap into that place in the Lord. You tap into the presence of the Lord. It will revive you. It will energize you, give you a little bit more strength, amen, to get through. Somebody give God a praise. And... verse 3 say, now you are clean. You are clean through the word. So now you know what keeps you, what cleans you. The word of God. You are clean through the word. That's why the word has to be preached. That's why a preacher has to be called by God. How can they preach unless they be sent? They have to be sent by God and preach the word of God. That's how we stay saved. So how do people say they can stay saved at home and they don't hear, they're not hearing the word? I'm talking they be hearing something, but not hearing the word that God wants them to hear. You will cling to the word. That's why when you need to read the word is a cleanser. The word, you won't be looking at the word, you won't be looking at yourself in the mirror, so to speak, like, oh, ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm cool, ain't everything wrong, and you got all kind of issues wrong with you. Well, how would you know that if you get in the word? If you got an attitude problem, a behavior problem, indifference, same thing, that word will let you know, hey, you need to get that together. That ain't the way you're supposed to be. That's not the way I am, so that's not the way you're supposed to be. Because we'll be found having our own righteousness, but not the righteousness of God. Ye are clean through the word which I have spoken. That's why the word has to be heard in our ears. And I was like, I was telling somebody last week, it's just like you feed your spirit, you feed your body. Eat one meal for a whole day. And don't eat nothing else. And I ain't talking about a heavy meal. Just eat a regular meal. Eat that meal whole day. It might carry you the rest of that day, but do you keep on not eating the next day, you ain't gonna have no strength. Amen. That's like drinking water. You don't drink no water. People don't like, some people don't like water. I don't like water. You know, that's their own preference. But water is more of a cleanser to your body than pops and juices and stuff. Amen. Water was here before all the other stuff was here. So, amen. So if you don't feed your spirit, you don't feed your natural body. I'll start the natural body. You don't feed your natural body with food, then... eventually, you keep not eating, you're going to become weak. You don't put no water, you don't drink no water, you're going to become dehydrated. Same way in the spirit, you don't have nothing for your spirit. You're not eating God's word. You're not reading God's word. You're not praying. You're not doing it. After a while, you're going to wither away. Amen. You just wither. Amen. The Bible said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. I heard somebody was talking to me one time, but long ago, they said, I asked God to put a hunger in my heart. And that's good. Even after you've been walking with God a good while, you need to redo that. We all need to keep asking him to give us a hunger and thirst in our heart after righteousness. Because a hunger and a thirst is a desire. That's what it is. And without a desire with anything, you can't get nothing accomplished. You have to have a desire. I have a desire to educate. I'm just for example, use the thing. I have a desire to get more education. I have a desire for a companion. I have a desire for another place to live. I have a desire for another vehicle. I have a desire to be a better person. If those no desire, there's no desires, you're not going to start walking in none of that. Same way with the word of God. The Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. So what that's saying, if I don't desire God's word, I don't desire prayer, I don't desire the things of God, then I'm not going to be filled. Because God is a gentleman, and he's a sweet loving God. God is not going to force his word upon you. He's not going to force his nothing on you. He said, whosoever will, let him come. God is not going to force nobody to be saved. He's not going. God has got too much busy stuff to do to sit there and be trying to push somebody to do it. God is just not. I'm so glad he's not like that. Because if he was, we'd be feeling like we got to do it because he makes us do it. I'm so glad he's not like that. Because people resist force. Most people resist force. If somebody try to get out there and just push you, get out there, you about ready to fight them back. You're like, don't push me. People resist force. So God said, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life. Whosoever will, let him come. So I thank the Lord. That's the way that he is. Amen. And so we're about done, I believe. We're clean through the word. If you want to get a good cleansing, read the word of God. You want to get a good cleansing, read the word of God. If you want to see what you look like, you want to see what kind of person you are, get in the word of God. It's a mirror. It'll show you just what you look like. Because if it's something in here, you read, and all you got to do, you don't need nobody else to do it. Just like, do this apply to me? Am I walking in this? Am I doing this? Amen. And it will cleanse you. It will make you a better person in the things of God. Somebody wave your hand to the Lord. Amen.